This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity, right here with the real side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. I always want you part of the conversation. I never don't want, you know, if you hop up on our website, therealside.com, you can actually get involved in a live chat room. But if you have our app, which you can find at Android, and you can find it for the Apple, the iPhone, and the iPad, for that matter, you can actually get involved in the live chat room going on there as well. So I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate the time that you're spending engaged and involved with us. You should be engaged and involved. If you head up to the website, realside.com, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those crazy labels they stuck on you. You know? And, you know, it's all labels that they tell you that they don't believe in labeling. They don't like it when you do it. So get David Beagle coming on with me. He hasn't been on in a while. Author of Devil at Our Doorstep. How he fought and won. I don't think you guys really understand the bigness behind this. How he fought and won the SEIU. And it wasn't because he didn't want to unionize. It wasn't because he hates unions. It was the way they went about it. And we'll talk a little bit about it when it comes on. So let's get back to what's going on in D.C. The murkier, the deeper, the more disgusting swamp that is known as. Maybe they should change its name from D.C. Washington, D.C. to the D.C. Swamp. What do you think? Right? I mean, it's like that anyway. We know it is. So, first let's start with Kavanaugh. And all the comments that are being made by the Dems. And who's trying to cover up what, and who's afraid of what, and who... You know what? I thought about something today driving down the road. You know, I'm not the smartest man in the world. It takes me a while to figure things out. But if Dianne Feinstein had this a couple of months back, and she was, you know, really concerned about the nasties this guy Kavanaugh did when he was younger, the atrocities he committed against women, why wouldn't she immediately go to the FBI with it? I don't want to hear about the woman didn't want to give her name, and she didn't want to give details, and she didn't. Why would you go directly to the FBI with it, or whoever you needed to go to stop this thing then? Why did you wait to 2 or 3 days before the very last day, you know, you knew it was coming down to a vote? That's why I call it the Hail Mary pass. This is exactly what this is. And it's too bad, because I think Americans on both sides of the aisle are seeing through this now. Again, I'm going to keep asking the question all week long. I would love a Dem to write. You know what they do is they write nasty stuff about me after the show, because they haven't got the guts to come on or to call in or talk about it. They basically say I'm victim shaming when I say I don't believe this. And the reason I don't believe this is, first of all, I don't believe it just because she said it. I wouldn't believe anybody just because they said it, male or female. you have to have a little bit of proof. There has to be some kind of verification. We can't have people just running around accusing other people of doing things and then having them found guilty. Because this is what's happened here. He has been found guilty from the Dems, from the left. And what's happening is, thank God, what's happening is the, now the legislators on the right are looking at this and seeing how crazy it is. Every one of the accusers who name witnesses they have, those witnesses say, no, not me. I didn't see that. I don't know anything about it. One person had to basically do legal therapy before she remembered it was Kavanaugh. What is that all about? And so, you know, I can go through these. I've been going through them all week long. I can go through these all day. Where really, truly, if we go by the rule of law, none of the police wouldn't pursue this at all. Now, the big win today for the Me Too, for the sexual assault movement, was, what was he called? America's father? Bill Cosby. He's going to jail. I believe he did these things. I don't believe he was just accused. I believe that he did these things. See, because there were too many women, and the dates lined up, and he was in those places, and other people knew he did these kind of things. There was too much against him. And he shouldn't get 3 years. He should get 10 years. I don't care. He's 80 years old, and his sight is not what he used to be. He's not the man he used to be. He kind of shuffles around. So what? He wasn't shuffling around when he was assaulting those women, was he? Some of those women, he's ruined their lives. Now, you could say all of them, but you know what? I've seen interviews with women after this happened and what have you. Some women handle this very differently. Some women feel, you know, not a woman. I can't imagine. But some of the women say, oh, look, I can't undo this, and I can't let it sit in my head for the rest of my life. I have to move on with my life, and I have to be successful and take care of my kids and the whole nine yards. That is a total different attitude to some people who say it ruined their life from the time it happened forward. They've never been able to get out of their head. I'm not a psychologist. I don't know which one is right, wrong, or indifferent, but what I'm saying is it affects everybody differently. He has ruined some young ladies' lives for the rest of their lives. And he should pay for that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. David Bingo joins us after the break. Don't go far. You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HB Extract. Extract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me. I really always appreciate the time that you spend with us, with me, with us on the air in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. I always appreciate it. I really mean this sincerely. I always appreciate it when you guys are you know, paying attention, you're making comments, you're doing all kinds of great things. And guess what? You know how I know you're paying attention? See, I know some of you old-timers that have been around for... I shouldn't say it that way, should I? I know some of you old-timers have been around for a while. You know how I know? Because I know your birthdays. And we got Gina in the chat room, always. Gina, this is for you. Somebody tells me it's your birthday. I always... always appreciate your well wishes to me, mine to you. Keep listening. Paul McCartney's singing to you. And the one thing I've learned in my many years of being a male, you never ask a woman how old she is. You know what I'm saying? Not if you want to stay healthy. Anyway, happy birthday, Gina. May you have many, 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 many more. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with us. I do appreciate your input about the show and your kind words to me on a regular basis. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Let's bring him in. I don't have this guy on enough. I really don't. David Vigo joins me, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. And, David, thanks for being with me. Always love the time I have with you.
Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And you can ask me how old I am.
Yeah, but wait a minute. You're not a woman unless something's changed since the last time we talked.
Well, I just turned 65 last Tuesday.
Wow. So yeah. Well, you
I'm
don't look
an old
it.
Guy. I'm getting to be an old guy. I won't tell you. I won't tell you what my brother-in-law called me.
Well, I heard that you were playing a little basketball the other day, and you made a little shame out of the younger guys. You know.
No. I did. Even with a leg that I hurt a couple months ago, and they just don't get that they can't leave me open, because if they do, I'm going to hit it.
Yeah. Old guys can be pretty sneaky, let me tell you what. You know, seriously. I remember chasing Anthony through the parking lot once, and he goes, "I didn't think you could run that fast. You're an old guy." Anyway. Hey, David, listen, it just gets murkier in D.C., isn't it? I mean, can you believe what they're doing to Kavanaugh? Can you believe that they've already convicted him? Matter of fact, they would have, if they were in control, they'd already have the marshals in there with handcuffs taking him away. And there's absolutely no proof. Matter of fact, it's the proof is to the contrary of what he's being accused of, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. But you have to understand something, Joe, and I went through this. And
I know you did.
My book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, the SEIU did the same stuff with me, you know, accused me of different things, and they blasted me in the press and everything else. And that's what the tactics are of the left and then the Democratic Party. They go in and they just try to take people down by, you know, throwing them under the tires and running over them. And this is what it's all about. And, you know, Kavanaugh has to keep standing up, and the Republican Party has to stand up and have a firm backbone and get this thing taken care of, because they're going to continue to do this. And it's part of what's, you know, the election's coming up in November, because they want to hold this thing off because they think they can win the election. Yep. And then they can work on appointing a Democratic Supreme Court judge. And that's what this is all about.
Wait a minute. Did you really just say that they might clean things up? I don't think Republicans are ever going to get a strong enough spine to clean anything up. You know?
Well, that's the problem, but they have to. And I talk about this all the time to people when I speak to them about my book, and, you know, I'm on other programs and stuff like that, is that at the end of the day, you have to understand what this is all about is they want to bring this country down and turn us into a socialistic, you know, communistic country where they have control. And I meant to say this earlier. You used the word control a little bit earlier, and that's what this is all about. They want to control us.
Oh, I'm in 100% agreement with you. There's no question in my mind that is what this is all about. They've never wanted equality. They wanted control so they could, quote unquote, they could teach us or force equality on us. They could show us what it's all about, right?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, they are out there talking about, it's like Bernie Sanders talking about socialism and, you know, and all that. And, you know, they're pushing, you know, in California big time right now. You know, they're pushing Disney on higher minimum wages and stuff like that. And, you know, the union I fought, the SEIU, is behind all that stuff. I mean, they were marching out there in Anaheim against Disney here not too long ago.
Yep.
And what it's all about is that they want to take control. It's just like the union bosses who were part of the mob back in the day. And what they want to do is they want to get everybody making about the same amount of money, working about the same hours and, you know, productivity rate and stuff like that. So everybody's about the same and nobody's, you know, envious of each other and that. And when they do that, they control you, and that's what this is all about.
You know, it's funny you should say that, because I did quite a bit of time on this the other night. Remember the old Apple commercial when it first came out and everybody was in the gray suits and they were trying to make it look like, you know, if you used an IBM machine, you were buying into communism or whatever it was. It just had that red China look about it, remember? And, you know, this is exactly where they're at. There's no male, there's no female, nobody's better than the other person. The janitor gets paid as much as the, you know, the surgeon or what have you. That to them were true equalities, but that is not by any stretch of the imagination what equality is it?
No, it's not at all. And here's the problem. These people on the left, you know, they don't understand how capitalism works in a free market society. They don't want to go out and work hard and do things the right way and sell themselves in the right way. Again, going back, they want control. But when you look at it, and when you go to socialism and communism, take a look at Venezuela. You know, and going back to the minimum wage, they upped the minimum wage there, and about 50% of the small businesses there is closed down, and people don't have jobs, and poverty's got even worse.
Now, you can't use Venezuela, because here's the problem. They never really implemented socialism properly. Haven't you read some of the articles? This is why it didn't work, because it was never implemented properly, David. Now, come on, get with the program.
Well, I am with the program. You know, that's what the left wants you to think, and that's what the unions want you to think. And, you know, they're still out doing this stuff today, and they're going to continue to do this stuff. And it's going to get worse as we get closer to the midterm elections here. And I keep telling people that all the time. You know, this Kavanaugh thing is just typical of all the stuff. You know, when if people read my book, The Devil at Our Doorstep, you know, the unions came after me and... you want me to wait?
Yeah, hold that thought, because many people listening now may not know your story. We're going to hit that on the other side of the break.
Okay.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Lommer coming up with David Beagle right after this.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
For accusers of Bill Cosby, a long journey to justice has finally ended. He was sentenced to prison for the 2004 sexual assault of Andrea Constant. The sentence was handed down by Judge Stephen O'Neill, who presided over both the two trials that Cosby faced. He gave 81-year-old Cosby 3 to 10 years. In his reading of the sentence, O'Neill told Cosby that no one is above the law.
He used his acting skills and had an endearing TV personality to win over his victims and then keep them silent about what he did to them.
District Attorney Kevin Steele.
Finally, Bill Cosby has been unmasked, and we have seen the real man as he's headed off to prison.
Accusers in the courtroom were hugging and sobbing when the prison term was finally read aloud. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
To pass the bill so that you can find out what is in it away from the fog of the controversy.
Don't you love that? It's kind of like, I'll keep it clean and say you should be sitting back drinking Turkish coffee. That's the kind of music that sounds like, doesn't it? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. One of my favorites to have on the show with me. I do enjoy it when he's on. David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep, How He Fought and Won the SEIU. And, you know, David, when I talk about you on the show, I always tell people it's not that you didn't necessarily want the union in your business. You wanted the people to be able to choose whether they wanted the union or not. And, you know, some people may have never heard your story before. Why don't you give us a Reader's Digest of what the book is about and what you went through?
Well, the SEIU, which is one of the largest unions in the country, and by the way, marches in the streets of California every year with the Communist Party. They tried to force unionize all the major cleaning companies across the country back in 2008, which we're one of. And they wanted me to sign what's called a neutrality agreement. And if I signed that, they would take my employees' rights away to a secret ballot election, decide if they want to be in the union, go to card check where they get a bare majority to sign a union card, 50% plus one, you're automatically in union. And to facilitate that, we would have to give a list of all of our employees and their home addresses so the union bosses and, you know, guys could go to the employees' houses and intimidate them, force them into signing union cards. And I told them, I said, look, I'm not anti-union. Before I got in the cleaning business, I was in agribusiness for 9 years, and I ran union plants across the country. I'm not anti-union, and I turned plants around that were failing by getting everybody to work together as a team. If you want to have a regular election, I'll live with it. And they said, no, you're going to sign it. Every other major cleaning company in the country signed it. I said, no, it's un-American. I'll never sign it. And they said, we're going to attack you. And I said, well, that's okay, because I'm not going to sign it. And they did. They used politicians against me, clergy people against me, little kids in our neighborhood in Halloween, and union thugs in our neighborhood during Halloween, rallies in all the major streets across the Midwest against us, OSHA complaints, unfair labor practices. They intimidated our customers, our employees, and they smeared me in the press. I mean, just went on and on and on. And if you think about these things I'm talking about, and this is just a general overview, this is the same type of thing that's going on in Washington today with President Trump and Kavanaugh.
Oh, no kidding. And you know what? That's all they have is smear. That's all they have is lies. Because think about the Kavanaugh thing. I know my listeners, we beat this up, and my listeners are going nuts with it. But here's the deal. There's been, what, two, maybe even three now, accusers. And every one of the accusers has mentioned witnesses. And every one of the witnesses has said, huh? I don't know what you're talking about. Right? I mean, how does that work? What prosecutor would take a case where somebody alleges something, can't tell you where, when, what time of year, whose house the party was at, who was there, and the two witnesses they give you won't corroborate her story? Would you jump in on that or what?
Well, this is the same thing the SCIU did against us, and we documented a lot of information against them, and we had to have a case in front of an administrative law judge here in Indianapolis for the Midwest, and they had people up there testifying in that, and these same people that testified that, you know, we were bad people, and I was prejudiced, and didn't like people of different backgrounds and races and all that kind of stuff. They got up there, and when they were questioned directly, it was amazing how they stuttered and couldn't, say, yeah, he did do these things. But the SEIU, and this is the same thing the Democratic Party, who was controlled behind the scenes by the unions like the SEIU and the far left, and they're doing the same things, but they're going out and finding these people that will come up and say this stuff. But when you really get them up on the stand and they've really got to answer the questions, it's amazing how they just sit there and stutter and really don't know what to say.
Yeah, no, seriously. You're right, and when you get them up there and you hit them with logic, you hit them, what do you want to say, when you hit them with truth, you hit them with reality of what's going on, you're right, they can't respond. They've got nothing. And it's the same thing with this. If you look, what was it? Was it Ted Cruz the other night was out to dinner with his wife, and these people came in, and what were they chanting? They were chanting, "We believe the survivors." Really? So all you have to do is say you survived a sexual assault, survived a rape, and that's it? You don't have to have any proof? You don't have to have any due process? Bill Cosby went through due process. He deserves more than 3 years, in my humble opinion, but at least he went through due process.
Well, that's exactly right. And, the SCIU did the same thing against us. I was in places and I'd come out and I'd get attacked like that, and they'd attack, buildings that we clean and have people outside chanting and doing stuff like that. And when, people that worked in the building come out, they would, push them around and do stuff, and our employees and our customers. I mean, this is what they do. This is their agenda. This is their tactics. And it's all because they don't know how to really operate and be successful in a free market capitalistic society, and that's why they want to bring it down and make it a socialist communist society so they can control us.
You're nicer than I am. I got to tell you something. I go back to the days of Jim Crow, and I say, you remember the reason it was illegal? The reason it was illegal to teach a black person how to read was because you would educate them. And once they got educated, they were worried they'd be able to get out of the mess that they were in. They'd be able to figure out how to get away from, slavery, get themselves out of it. That's why it was illegal. And who ran that whole thing? Who was the whole Jim Crow thing about? It was about Democrats. Democrats ran it.
Well, that's exactly right. Right? And when you go back and look in the early 60s when Johnson and them, implemented all the entitlement programs and yep. welfare programs and all that. That wasn't designed to help black people and other people,
no.
even though that's what they came out for. What they was entitled for is control and votes, because they want these people to vote for them so that they can be in office and that. And at the end of the day, these people got to understand that they don't care about what these people get. It's all about them and their power in Washington.
Oh, no question. I mean, no question about it at all. But they'll never admit to it. And as long as... See, you and I, you talked about this way back when Obama was being elected and going through... How are you going to vote? And this is no slight on any group, but when things were so bad that you depended on the government for a paycheck, your welfare check or whatever, for food, how are you going to vote for someone who may take a portion of that away, who may make it harder for you to collect that money? How are you going to do that? You put people, because yep. every guy wants to feed his family. Even if it's temporarily through welfare, everybody wants to be able to take care of their family. It put everybody in a bad spot, right?
Well, yeah, that's right. But that's they're doing that on purpose to put those people in those mm-hmm. in that position. I mean, I have a friend who is a he's a black gentleman. He owns his own electrical company. And, you know, I was talking to him a year or so ago. Well, actually, when Obama was still president, and he was very upset because he couldn't find people that wanted to work, and because too many people were on entitlement welfare programs. He says, Dave, I've got a friend. He says, a black friend. He's married and got five kids, and his they live separately. His wife and, you know, they get food stamps and entitlement, other entitlement things and, you know, stuff like that. And he lives separately, and he goes around and applies for a job all the time, and he doesn't take it, and of course he gets unemployment. And between all the entitlement programs that she gets and what he gets for unemployment, that's what they live off of. He says, this stuff has to stop.
Yeah, I always love when some people say, well, you can't live on welfare for 20 years. You go, really? Why don't we go through a list of not people that I know personally, but stories that we've done where people have been on welfare 15, 18, 20 years. And the way they do it, you know, I know this is distasteful to some, but listen to the whole story. When you have children, no, you don't get the money, but the children get the money, especially if dad's not around or you prove or say that dad's not around. So if you've got five or six kids in the house, guess what? You can collect welfare. You can collect you know, other means of support for the years that they're home with you. So don't say it doesn't happen.
No, it does. And this was a black gentleman that does it. He's a hard worker in that. And he's so upset because, you know, he couldn't find anybody to work. And it's getting worse today because Trump's done a good job. The economy's booming. And
I can't let you lie. I can't let you lie about it. I don't know if you heard, but this is all Obama's doing. It's because of the processes that Obama put in place.
I know. Michelle came out and said that today. But the truth is, it's the things he's put into place, and, you know, we're all around the country. We're in 45 states. Oh, are we off?
Well, no. Go ahead.
We're in 45 states, so we're having trouble finding employees everywhere.
Oh, no, that's impossible. Anyway, we're going to talk about the economy under Obama and under Trump for you and your business. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEMACAM84M. Of NutraMedical.com and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells, using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily, and on average, see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You know, you two girls have everything. You're tall and short and slim and stout and blonde and brunette. And that's just the kind of a girl I crave.
GCN Live, always a pleasure. No whistling at women. Isn't that catcalling? You can't do that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Keep the cat calling to yourself. Let's bring in David Bego. I always have so much fun and not enough time with him when he's on the show with me. He's the author of Devil at Our Doorstep, how he fought and beat the SEIU, and not because he hated unions, but because he wanted his people to have the right to choose whether they want to be in a union or not, that kind of thing. So anyway, David, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you. And by the way, it's the devil at our doorstep.
You what? Do you didn't like the? The? The?
The.
I'm Italian. It's the devil. What's wrong with you, man? So, let's talk a little bit about when we finished up the last segment. We were just going into, you know, where you're at in business right now, and you're having a hard time finding people. And under Obama, under the 8 years under Obama, you and I, you know, you were on the show quite a bit then talking about some of the issues that you were having. You didn't see any of this upturn under Obama, didn't you?
No, not at all. Not at all. And, you know, the thing that we did see is that people didn't want to work because they were on entitlements and welfare. But it's totally different now. It's hard to find people because there's so many people that are working now. And, you know, the unemployment rates way down and that. And, it's amazing, and I'm talking about this, and, you know, we have several companies. It's not just in our cleaning company, but even our manufacturing company where we have very, you know, technical type of people, and it's just hard to find people. And I talk to businessmen across the country all the time, and they're having problems in all businesses across the country. And the bottom line is what I hear from all the business people, and I agree with them, is that we need to get people off entitlements and welfare and get them back to work.
And I think that's true. People need to work, and not because they just simply need to feed themselves, but, you know, we do better when we're taking care of ourselves. We do better when we're working and we're actually, taking care of our people, taking care of our family. Psyche-wise, it's better for you too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. And people need to get out and work hard and do things for them and their family and everything like that and persevere. And that's what this country is all about and how it was started. And we need to get back to that. But we still have too many people on these programs.
Now, David, you even, and not belittling the labor, I don't want it to come off that way, but you have a lot of people, for all intents and purposes, can start off as non-skilled laborers, if you would. You can train them to do the cleaning services and what have you that you do, couldn't you?
Yeah, absolutely. We have people move up and people got to understand, and I can remember this back when I was in college, that even though I was on a basketball scholarship, I still needed money, and that's back in the day where, they had people pump gas for you, and I went out and pumped gas
that.
After, yeah,
I remember that.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd go to school during the day, I had basketball practice, and I'd go out and pump gas at night, this is what people, you need to get out, you need to work hard and persevere and move up. And, you know, you might start out as a guy that pumped gas when you're young, but you move up the ladder, and that's what people got to do.
And you end up owning the station. I mean, this is, you have to start somewhere. And I always tell people the menial task jobs, they teach you a lot of things. How to show up, how to follow directions, how to take instruction, how to work in a hierarchy, how to work in a team.
Yep.
I mean, they teach you all these things that help you no matter what job you move into later on, correct?
Well, that's exactly right, and that's what people need to understand. I mean, but the left and the unions and everything, they want you to stop and say, well, now everybody should start out the same, everybody should get paid the same, and everything like that. And again, it comes back to this where they want everybody at the same level all the time, and they control you.
Yeah, it is very true. I want you to know something, and we're going to do in our next hour, we're going to do our college campus crazy stories, because I am constantly amazed at what these professors get away with teaching their kids. And I always get on the parents, right? I don't know how your dad was with you or how other people are that you know. I mean, if you're spending the money for your children to go to college, why don't you have a right to know what they're learning? Why don't you have a right to know what the college is teaching those kids and choose to continue to send them there, send them somewhere else or whatever? Because there's some crazy stuff going on in these colleges. You've got a college, think about something, DePaul University, not a cheap place to go to school. And Professor David Lay Williams says that Jesus did not like rich people. That there was no, if you have money, then you're not of Jesus. And I'm going, wait a minute. Jesus had a treasury. Jesus told us to feed the sick. To take care of the sick, to feed the poor, to help out orphans. How do you do that with no money in the treasury?
Well, that's right. And what they do, that's what the left does. They translate things and they miscommunicate it and lie. And they don't tell people the truth and everything. And I have to, going back to schools and that. And, that's, after World War II and that, and our war with the Soviet Union and that, the far left and the people over there in the Mideast, they just said, the way we're going to bring down America, we can't beat you in armed battle. We're going to bring you down from within.
Yep.
And that's part of what's all going on here. That's what we got to look out for. But I have to tell you, one of the universities I went to, One of the professors who was there when I was there read my book earlier this year, and he contacted me. He says, "Dave, you know, I retired a few years after you left school." He says, "I worked for another company for a while, and I had to be involved with the union in that." And he says, "Everything you say in the book is absolutely true." And he's trying to get the college now to do a memorial in the behalf of me and my book. Can you believe that?
Oh, wow. That's very cool. And, you know, we need to get the truth out there. You know, I realize you have a business to run, but guys like you could do this. And I always say to people, you want to know what's wrong with the education process or institutions today? And I say you. You're what's wrong with it. There's plenty of conservative, good, solid conservative professors, teachers that could be taking their rightful places in these schools, but they didn't want to put up with the garbage. They didn't want to put up with the aggravation. And look what we have today. Look what's happened to us because they wouldn't step up. They wouldn't push back. They wouldn't make it uncomfortable for the left to push and teach the garbage they do. Look at you have kids on college campuses. They're wearing Karl Marx shirts and Che Guevara shirts, and the only thing they know about those two is that they were revolutionaries. Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
They don't know the real truth behind it all, and you know, that's the thing. There's one thing I was going to tell you. Dr. James Dobson, he's warned Christians that if they neglect their duty to vote in this November midterm elections, they will likely lose their freedom. He says, giving way to a socialist takeover sweeping America. And it goes back to all we've talked about tonight.
Oh, look it. I love the fact that when you look at what people fight the most about, we do God stories every night of the week, and it's always how there's a certain group that's upset that another group is praying or kneeling or doing whatever. And you know, we have another coach that's on the hot seat because after the game is over, when everybody's left the stadium or what have you, he takes a knee to pray and thank God that the game ended without injury and that, you know, everybody learned something from it. You know what I'm saying? All good things. And that's terrible, and that's nasty. You can't allow him to do that. We're really just, when it comes to God, we are just turned around 180 degrees from where we should be, aren't we?
Well, that's exactly right. And this guy says social, and if we don't get out and vote, socialism would replace freedom and free enterprise and religion and God in our country.
Yeah, I think we're already headed down that...
I think we are too, and people need to wake up, and that's why I like to talk about it, because it's time to stand up and push back and you know, let the left know that they're not going to win this.
Well, wait till I start pushing. October 4th is Take Your Bible to School Day, okay? And when I start pushing that, the little left crazies around me will go out of their minds. The school board member would suggest that kids take a Bible to school, right? If I want to, if I suggest they take Playboy or Penthouse or one of those, it would be fine. They have freedom of speech, freedom of expression, but not the Bible. Anyhow, David, tell people where they can get your book.
They can go to thedevilatourdoorstep.com, and they can buy my book there and get a discount on it. And I don't write blogs anymore, but a bunch of my blogs for the past 5 years are on there, and I encourage them to read them because it's all true.
Well, you know, I tell people all the time, some of these things are not, they don't have an expiration date on them because the same kind of principles take place year by, you know, day by day, month by month, year by year. The same things are happening, same principles apply. There's no reason why you can't get informed and understand, you know, truly what's going on. And what the SCI did to you, they could do to any company. They could still do it today. Just because Trump's in office doesn't mean it's an easy, clean sweep thing. Anyhow, David.
Well, no, they're behind the scenes. Them and some of the other unions are behind all this stuff in the swamp and this deep state stuff to bring this country down and bring Trump down. And people got to understand this.
Yep. David, thanks for being with me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. We got a lot more coming up. Like I said, college campus crazies don't have any liquid in your mouth, really. It'll end up all over the floor. We'll be right back.